So first, I want to preface this by saying, we don't know who you are. We can't see into your homes or your cars, but we just know, we figured out how to check the stats of the podcast and see where people are downloading it. And number one, of course, is Canada, because that's where we are right now.
Yeah, not a big surprise that Canada by a wide margin is number one.
Yeah.
By the way, these stats have been readily available this entire time. I just couldn't be bothered to scroll down on the page.
Can I just say something, too? I'm going to turn our microphones off so that nobody can hear this, but they're off?
They're off.
I can't believe how many people listen to this.
Yeah.
It was shocking. I thought there was like six people listening. Turn the microphones back on. So anyway, yeah, so Canada is the number one country for the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. The United States was number two.
Makes sense.
Number three.
Germany.
Germany. What's up?
Yeah.
What are you possibly getting out of this podcast in Germany?
I imagine it's someone who's homesick, who thought they would dabble in a little taste of home.
Yeah.
And then probably got 3 minutes in and were like, you know what? Pass.
It's not for me.
That's where I go. That's where my self-esteem lies.
Yeah, I know, but they're number three on the stats chart. I think we got some work to do in South Africa.
South Africa is number six.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just looking at this again. Yeah, Germany number three, Finland number four.
Finland. We love Finland.
The UK number five. Then South Africa, room for improvement there.
Yeah, I want to improve those South African numbers.
Australia, number seven. I feel like we could do better there.
We could totally do. South Africa is ranked above Australia.
Slightly more people listen in South Africa than Australia.
Australia, we need you to tell your friends about our podcast.
Yeah, down under. All these places that I would love to go that I've never been.
I know.
Like, I'm jealous of all these people.
You know what? There will be time to put another shrimp on the Barbie later. So go tell some friends about our podcast.
Ooh, have you been to Australia?
I kind of speak the language, don't I? I'm drinking a Foster's.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Welcome to it. It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast, formerly known as Lawn Chair Profits. I don't know. How much longer do we need to keep telling people that? Are we good now?
It's kind of like when it's the new year. How long do you keep saying Happy New Year's?
For 8 days.
Okay, so.
And then after 8 days, it's weird.
So,
I don't know. I just randomly pulled a number. I think we're done talking about the Lawn Chair Profits.
The name changed. It's time to move forward.
Nothing else changed, though.
Especially my underwear.
I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly sitting right over there making weird, weird, intense, unblinking eye contact. This is the part of the show here, too, where we do recommendations. We talk about a thing that we're enjoying, and then we share that thing with you. Do you have something this week or not?
I have a couple things. You can decide. I have one that's just a silly billy one.
Okay.
Or one that's maybe a little more sincere.
Can I do a recommendation retraction?
Oh, it's a retraction.
I've been thinking about this all week. Like, since we recorded 1 week ago today at this exact same time, I was still in love with, and don't get me wrong, Jeff Daniels and Maura Tierney. I love those two actors. They are spectacular. I was raving about American Rust and how awesome it was. And now I'm 7 episodes into a 9-episode run. And I just want to say, can you wrap it up already? Like, ooh, it's not moving. Like, it's slowed right down. So it's worth watching if you don't. Like, if you've got all the time in the world for a story to unfold, keep watching. But if you need a quick hit, there was a scene, and this is when I kind of turned the corner on it. It was like episode 3, and all the main characters, they went to a wedding, and then they just showed them dancing for like 4.5 minutes. There was like no dialogue. It was just, I thought, did I lose the sound? Like, did I lose that I could hear the song in the background? But they're just dancing. That's all they were. I thought, am I watching a Broadway show with a dance number?
All right. So the first ever recommendation retraction.
Yeah. Again, it's not terrible. I just wish it was moving faster. And I think that's going to be the last time I recommend something that I haven't watched the whole series yet.
Okay.
I think that might have been my downfall. I think I was feeling pressured to come up with a recommendation last week. And I just thought, oh, what am I watching? Okay. We're going to go with American Rust. So that's how it ended up on the show. But again, Maura Tierney, you know who she is, right?
No.
Oh my God. She is spectacular in American Rust. She was Lisa on News Radio. Do you remember that show?
You lost me again.
Okay. She was Jim Carrey's wife in Liar Liar.
Ooh, that's a deep cut. Oh, okay, her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love her. There's just something about her. I just think she's tremendous. And Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber. You can't go wrong with Jeff Daniels.
Fine actor. But you're saying it's 9 episodes that could be 3 or 4?
It could be 4.
Okay.
It could be 4. So, all right. Anyway, a recommendation retraction this week.
You have something to replace it this week?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I had. How about you? Do you have 2 this week?
A sincere one or a silly Billy one?
Let's do both, but do them quickly because time is money.
The sincere one will be Mastodon just released a brand new album. Mm-hmm. They are a heavier band. They're a metal band, so it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. But they just released a new album called Hushed and Grim, and it's quite good. I listened to it for the first time yesterday. I've listened through twice now.
Ooh. There's a guitar shop here in the city, and the guitarist, is there more than one?
Yes.
One of the guitarists from Mastodon came to town and did a talk at this guitar shop here.
What?
Yeah, I kind of regret not going to it. I should have gone.
Is that recently?
A couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they have this album, Hushed and Grim. It's like 90 minutes long.
Oh, it's beefy.
It's got a lot to it. There are some moments that have some serious chest hair.
Yeah.
And then there are parts where it's a lot more mellow and quite dark.
Okay.
So Hush and Grim is very cool.
Now for Silly Billy.
The Silly Billy one is another album that came out. It's Limp Bizkit's new album.
And I love the title.
The big reason it's got my attention was the title. It's called Still Sucks.
So Limp Bizkit Still Sucks.
They released an album called Still Sucks. And for the most part, most of the album sounds like Limp Bizkit. You know, it's not bad. Actually, the musical parts of Limp Bizkit are quite good. The guitar, the bass,
West Borland, yeah.
Like, they're quite good. And even Fred Durst, I like his voice. I think it suits the band well. But then the words he says sometimes make you cringe.
Okay.
And,
did I just hear a Limp Bizkit recommendation?
By and large, you know what you're getting into with that album. It's just called Still Sucks, and it's fun. But there is a couple songs where I had to double check. I'm like, is this still Limp Bizkit?
It's time to go. All this water underneath the bridge is killing me so slow. It's time to go.
There's a couple songs that sound nothing like them.
There you go. Feel free to argue with us. Those are your recommendations for this week.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
It was fun being a silly Billy there.
Oh, it was. Limp so
Bizkit,
silly.
That's silly.
It was that, like, if I saw Lollapalooza version Fred Durst in an airport, I would have no idea that's who that was.
His new look that he has, his dad vibe look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would walk right by him.
Yeah, he looks totally different.
Yeah. We were talking on our radio show. So that's where we come from. We do a radio show in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada on a radio station called Sonic 1029. Please find us online at sonic1029.com. And one of the things that we were talking about on the show is losing something. Losing something. I don't know. Everybody's lost a phone. Well, I haven't.
Your mind.
Shut up. Ooh. So yeah, that hurt. Especially when I'm dealing with the stuff I'm dealing with right now, Bryce. How dare you? I've never lost a phone, but a lot of people were messaging, and I lost my phone this one. And then it just escalated from there. The things that people have lost. And it was kind of inspired. There's some rapper, I don't know his name, but he had like a Louis Vuitton bag with $40,000 worth of cash in it and a bunch of priceless jewels, and now he's suing his apartment building for $1 million because he lost that bag somewhere in the building.
It's a very relatable story.
Yeah, it's the apartment building's fault, totally.
Oh, absolutely.
It was there. It was all in the design. That's how that happened. So anyway, people had some stories to tell about that one time they lost that thing. Do we start with a phone call, or do you want a bunch of texts?
Yeah, let's start with a text. Let's warm up our palates.
Okay. This one, I lost a 120-gram gold chain worth $16,000. And then they say, bleep me in the goat bleep.
Okay.
Okay. It's very, very graphic.
That's a bad day when you lose, what was it, 16 grand?
16,000. I wouldn't even wear a necklace worth $16,000.
No, I'd be anxious about it the whole time.
Although a lot of people are walking around with watches on that cost that much.
That's like walking around with a previously owned Honda Civic around your neck.
Yeah, and a good Honda Civic. Not a high miler either.
No.
My husband lost his wedding ring within the first year, so I got him one of those silicone rings. He lost that, bought him another. He lost that one, too. We're still married, Aaron.
Who? Oh, my.
Aaron, this is where I take Aaron aside and I put my arm around her. I'm like, hey, look, Aaron, something you need to know about your husband. You know when he goes away on business trips?
Why is that ring coming off the finger so much?
Yeah.
Three rings?
Maybe he just needs to get that thing sized.
Maybe he's just lost a lot of weight.
Maybe. My mom just lost the diamond out of her engagement ring after plenty of searching, no luck. My sister has had a good run of guys buying her jewelry and offered to loan my mom those jewels to melt down and rebuild a ring. So my mom has a cool new custom ring with diamonds and rubies that my sister will get back, quote, when the time comes.
Part I
How
took
many
away
times
from that.
Has your sister been engaged?
That's right. Had a good run of getting jewelry from guys.
There are people out there that get engaged a lot. And then like the third or fourth time they tell you they're engaged and you sort of lack enthusiasm and excitement and they get mad at you.
It's like, it's a boy who cried wolf situation.
It's exactly that. I want to grab this. Hi, have you ever lost anything?
Yeah, it's actually the stupidest thing I've ever done. I was going to buy a guitar pedal off of a guy on like Kijiji or whatever. So I took out $200 cash one morning. However, that same morning, I had like no sleep the night before. So I walk away from the ATM, go to check my pockets when I get back in my buddy's car, and I don't have the money on me. So I frantically run back into the convenience store and the cash is gone too.
Ooh.
Yeah, so someone pulled a quick one and just, you know, they saw the money there and they're like, well, that's a score. And they were $200 richer and I never saw it again.
You're looking around at everybody in the 7-Eleven. Nobody can make eye contact with you.
Yeah, everyone's guilty. You're just like, it was you, wasn't it?
That'd be the worst because it's that whole thing. It's like there was a comedian who talked, and I wish I knew who it was, who said two guys walk into an elevator, one of them farts. Everybody knows who did it. Everybody knows who's guilty. And that's exactly the vibe in that 7-Eleven that day.
I don't have the stomach as a criminal to grab someone's money and then just stand there as they're looking for it.
Yeah.
And it's quite obvious it's either you or the other person in the store. I don't have the stomach for that.
And a 7-Eleven, aren't they like, it's a sea of video cameras inside, right?
You would think.
Yeah.
Although think of all the taquitos you could buy with $200.
Oh, you sure could.
He's swimming in taquitos.
Yeah. I work in a correctional center. That's fancy talk for prison. I work in a prison. I lost one of the diamonds from my engagement ring. It was gone for months. And then one day, an inmate finds it wedged in the carpet and immediately gave it back. What?
Do I have the wrong idea about prison?
I think we might. I thought prison was all don't drop the soap and...
I thought it was riots and...
Yeah. Looting. Lighting newspapers on fire and throwing them from your cell.
Throwing pee on guards as they walk by?
Yeah. My first pair of Oakley prescription sunglasses, I lost them on my first trip to the Dominican Republic to the ocean. They were the only pair I had taken with me.
Ooh.
Spend the rest of that week staring into the blinding tropical sun.
Without prescription?
Oh, my God.
The thing about prescription sunglasses is I don't think people who don't wear glasses don't realize how expensive those things are.
It's nuts. They don't need to be that expensive.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So that's a big loss.
I can make you some prescription sunglasses out of a couple of old root beer bottles. I can do that for you. Don't spend money on them. Another call here. I want to grab this. Hi.
You're talking about lost and found things?
Yeah.
I have a story. It's not my story, but it's my mom's story that I think is wonderful.
Okay.
So my parents got married in 1987. Very shortly after they got married, my mom lost her engagement ring, and she was convinced that it was in their car that they had bought themselves for their wedding. She tore this car apart, couldn't find it at all, so my dad bought her a new engagement ring, you know, replaced it. They thought this ring was lost forever. Fast forward to, like, 2008, 2009, this car dies, and it's going to the wreckers. My mom thought, well, I'll have one last look for this ring, and sure enough, she found it in the car, like, wedged underneath the carpet.
Wow, 30 years later?
Yeah, it was, like, 22 years later, something like that, she found this ring. So now she's got this beautiful wedding ring with two engagement rings all soldered together, and it gives me goosebumps every time I think about it.
That's actually a beautiful story.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of car was it?
It was a 1987 Ford Tempo.
Ooh.
It was red, and the hood flew off at one point, so it was red, but it had a white hood because my dad didn't get it repainted.
Let me guess. That's the car you learned to drive in.
Not the car I learned to drive in, but it is the car that I Googled how to drive a standard at 5 o'clock in the morning when my parents weren't home and I needed a ride to work when I was 16.
How did that work out for you?
I stalled a whole bunch.
But did you make it to work on time?
I did. I made it to work and back. Yes.
Ah, Bryce, the Ford Tempo. That was a car.
I am impressed with how long they were able to keep that car.
Yeah, 30 years? I was off by a bit. 23 years. Nobody drives a car for 23 years.
Especially, like, I don't know if the Ford Tempo has the reputation of being one that can be passed down generation to generation. Yeah. But here we are.
I wonder if they were running the club on that steering wheel when it was left unattended.
I also, like, I don't have the stomach to steal someone's money when they're still in the store.
Yeah.
I also don't have the stomach to drive a car with mismatched doors and hoods.
Yeah, the hood was white. It was like a beacon to the world. Hey, here's the car.
It's like driving around with a donut tire.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that either. I'm not strong enough.
This looks interesting. Hello?
So a family member passed away, and I inherited this Rolex Submariner.
Ooh.
And yeah. I could never afford one, but I went to Lions Park in St. Albert. And this was probably 5 years ago, and one of my kids was a stroller, and I had put it down in the bottom of the stroller to throw a football around because I, like, didn't want to wreck it or lose it. And he must have pulled it out, and I didn't realize it until he got home. And I was just sick about it because, I don't know, they're worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then, like, 6 months later, I went to the Starbucks in St. Albert, and the guy there is wearing the watch. I know. I had the crystal replaced on it, and so it had this weird kind of, like, magnified piece that was bigger. And so I knew it was mine, but I didn't even. I just, like, went home and told the story to my wife, and I don't know. That guy doesn't work there anymore, but...
Oh, I thought this was going to end with, I asked him about his watch, and he said, yes, I found it, and he gave it back to you.
No. I did ask him. He's like, oh, I always wanted one, so I went out and got one.
That's what he told you.
Like, yeah, and I was like, I guess I didn't have the balls.
Well, while we were talking here, just for those who need to know, I just Googled Rolex Submariner to buy one right now. Yeah. $21,000 Canadian.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm sorry. $14 Canadian.
Yeah.
Can you believe he didn't say anything to the guy, the barista?
Oh, that's so awkward.
You're like, hey, man, I think you got my watch. I thought this story was going an entirely different direction. But as it turns out, he's still without his priceless watch.
Oh, I don't think I could say anything either.
No.
I don't think I could. Confrontation. I'm just learning how soft I am now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the stomach for a lot of things.
Want one more jewelry story?
Sure.
Okay. So I was walking my dog one night during a snowstorm, and it was really piling up. We were on the road instead of the sidewalk, as it was easier to walk. I looked down in the snow and spotted an expensive engagement ring. Diamond had to be at least half a carat. I thought, what are the chances I find the owner? I decided to knock on the door of one of the nearby houses. A very worried-looking guy opened the door, and I could see his lady sitting on the couch in the background with her face buried in her hands. I said, sorry to bother you, but did you lose something? I think I might have saved a marriage that night. Dude was crying. He was so relieved. What are the odds?
Ooh, that's a nice story.
It's a juicy story because how did the ring end up in a snowbank on the street?
Ooh.
I think there was a fight. I think, and then somebody just got mad and threw their ring, heaved it into the night.
I just realized, too, when you read that, when because you said something about it looked like half a carat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, it's like caliber of bullets to me. I'm like, is that a lot?
It's like the forest fires how big? The things, I don't know, is half a carat a lot?
Is half a carat a lot? Yeah, how big is a hectare? I don't know what the caliber bullet means.
Can somebody listening in South Africa, where diamonds come from right now, can you yell really, really loudly so we can hear how big that is?
I'm going to assume it's gigantic.
Oh, we're going to go out with a bang here. This is a good one. Remember this one? I lost my set of keys in a public bathroom. When I was pulling up my pants, my hand hit my pocket that the keys were in my jacket. At the same time, the toilet automatically flushed. Down they went. Car keys, house keys, work keys. I was stranded without my keys with two dogs in the car. I finally got a hold of someone to bring me my spare car keys.
Wow. That never even entered my mind as a possibility.
And now it's all I think about.
And now it's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Knocking your keys into a public toilet, which alone in itself is a nightmare.
Even if it didn't start flushing, are you going to plunge your wrist in there up to the elbow? Or are you just going to say, well, guess that's my loss and walk away?
Either way, that's a bad day. But then for it to flush and watch it helplessly go down?
No! Oh. Yeah, do you push your sleeve up as it's in auto flush mode and get your arm way down there and start digging around?
Oh,
that's gross.
Good Lord.
That was disgusting.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet.
Wow! Adult scaredy cats. So Halloween just passed by. It's a time when, I don't know, do we celebrate fear?
Seems to be that's what we do. Everyone gets into horror movies and all that kind of stuff, dressing up all scary and whatnot.
Yeah. I've confessed, well, didn't we talk about this on this podcast a couple of weeks ago, that when I watch scary movies or anything even remotely intense, I have a fright pillow. Did we talk about that on here?
I can't remember. I've lost track of everything. But basically, it's a pillow.
Or was that in the hallway? It's just a pillow, yeah.
It's a special pillow you hold over your face during the scary
parts. I don't hold it over. It's not like I'm trying to suffocate myself. I hold it up in front of my face like it's a set of curtains.
Oh, that's much more dignified.
Yeah. Well, didn't we have the idea, too, that you make like a mini fright pillow that looks like a masquerade mask?
Yes.
It's on a stick.
I like that.
Yeah, and then you can just hold it up, and it's way more dignified than holding up an entire cushion.
It's elegant.
It's very, very elegant. So we just talked about, as adults, what are the things that we're afraid of? And I don't know. I don't particularly care for scary movies. I don't know. I used to be able to watch them. I never really enjoyed them, though. I had to pretend I enjoy them. And the people who are into scary movies, it's never scary enough for them. You go, so how was that movie? And they're like, it's okay.
It's like hot sauce.
Yeah, it's like the hot wing people, the hot sauce people. It's never quite hot enough for them. Meanwhile, they're bleeding out their arse and, you know. So, yeah.
I'm not big into the scary movies either. I can only think of one that really freaked me out. And it was, remember Paranormal Activity?
Oh, yeah.
That first one where the guy's sleeping and the girl gets up and is just staring at him.
Ooh.
And the clock ticks by and she's just staring. That part made me quite uncomfortable.
Is that the one with the baby crib monitor where there's a camera over the baby's crib and there's a jump scare there?
Oh, I can't remember.
I never saw it. I can't bring myself to do it.
I don't get so much scared by those movies anymore, but the things that bother me are like Broken Bones.
Yeah, it's graphic. It's brutally violent. No, I don't need to see that.
Like an MMA fight where the guy breaks his leg. Like, I can't watch that. Ugh.
And then they show it 9 times from every angle.
Yeah.
You see it folding back.
Or a quarterback in the NFL gets taken down funny and his knee bends the wrong way. That's where I need that little elegant fright mask.
The fright mask.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Trademark. You there, do you watch scary movies? The hand under the bed, by the way. Everybody is afraid of a hand coming out and grabbing your ankle when you're getting ready for bed. And that's something I've never given thought to in my entire life, but now that's all I can think about.
That would be horrifying. Just if anything reached out to touch you from under the bed, that's RIP to you. You're done.
Not afraid of the hand under the bed thing. I'm at the age where I kind of wish it would do that leg tug thing and adjust my spine. Yeah, maybe the creepy hand under your bed has a change of heart. It's more mature now. It realized instead of terrifying people, it could be helping people.
Yeah, do a workout on my back, please.
Oh, should I read that one about the garbage bag in the back alley?
Oh, yeah, that one was juicy, although it is terrifying.
It's gruesome. It's all of the things. It's real. I remember this was a news story here.
Here in Edmonton.
Yeah, but I didn't know the person listened to this show. It just says, adult scaredy cat, I discovered a human head in an alley when I ripped open a black plastic bag.
Ooh.
It was 1 week before Halloween. My brain told me, it's a prank. But with the hair, eyebrows, tattoo, it looked real. I called the cops to make them come look and see and clean up the fiasco. When they showed up, they told me, oh, yes, this appears to be real. To this day, when I see a dumped garbage bag, I tense up a bit.
I bet.
Yeah.
That one will bend your frame a bit.
Oh, yeah. You find a head in a bag.
Yeah, you're not going to be the same person after that.
No, you're going to be sleeping with the light on.
Although, like, I don't know. I walk down an alley and I see a garbage bag. My first instinct isn't to be like, I should open that.
Yeah, I bet you there's something good in there. No, it's a garbage bag in a back alley. Actually, a lot of people texted when we read that one on the radio show. Like this one. Why are they ripping open black garbage bags in the first place? This person that found the head in the bag wrote back and they said the bag was already ripped open. I could kind of see what it was.
Oh.
So they got a peekaboo glimpse.
Oh, curiosity got the best of them.
I think, though, like even if the minute I could see hair or something like that, I would be like, I think I need to phone somebody.
I don't know if I should mention this one. So when I was in high school, my neighborhood in Calgary, our next door neighbor was out for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked past someone's house and the garbage bag was moving. And
No.
So then they felt compelled to rip open said garbage bag. And you know what was inside?
What?
Baby.
Get out. Somebody threw out a baby, a perfectly good baby in your neighborhood?
I guess the girl who lived there, she got pregnant and didn't know it and didn't show it all and had the baby in her bedroom somehow by herself.
Ooh.
And put it in without her parents knowing. And that was a big story for a little while. That one was, I guess the moral of the story is that 99.99% of the time, you're not going to find something good in a garbage bag.
But if the bag's moving, open the bag.
You might have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it looks like it might be ahead, I don't know. Just keep walking.
I don't know where we go from here.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Oh, hey there, bud. We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that. We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons. And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
Cost. How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Okay, I feel like we need some sorbet.
We certainly do. My, I just go for a little walk and ask myself some questions like, do we edit or do we leave that in?
Do you think we need to clear our palates from the head and babies in bags?
Yeah.
I should mention.
Hang on a second. Does Finders Keepers law?
I should mention the baby is alive. I think the grandparents ended up adopting it.
Okay.
So the baby survived. I should say that.
Okay.
That's an important detail.
So now we talk about candy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about.
Ooh, the show took a dark, dark turn there for a few minutes.
Oh, my.
But this is where we right the ship. This is where we bring it home. We were talking a few minutes ago. It was Halloween this past week. So you had a story about how coffee crisp.
Yeah, I just saw this story. It was just a thing warning parents to make sure you check your kids' candy for everything. Mm-hmm. And then it just said, and over the weekend, over the Halloween weekend, people on Twitter were just having a friendly debate over what the top tier candy bars are. And apparently the love for Coffee Crisp was through the roof to the point that Coffee Crisp became a trending topic in Canada because so many people were talking about how that's their go-to.
Which I don't understand.
That's what surprised me.
And again, it's not a bad chocolate bar, but it's nobody's first choice.
I don't drink coffee, so I'm already a step behind on the Coffee Crisp love. Mm-hmm. But I hate peanuts with every fiber of my being. And so those ones are off the table for me.
Anything with peanuts, anything with coffee in it?
So anything left over after the peanuts, Coffee Crisp is right near the bottom for me. Mm. I'll eat it in a pinch, but I would never just go and buy one.
That's a Canadian thing too, hey?
Yeah, they don't sell that anywhere else.
No, I thought that was like an international thing. Coffee, certainly international, but you combine that with a wafery interior and the crispiness, and nobody else wants it outside of these borders, I guess.
So weird. You think people would die for it elsewhere.
Somebody texted and said, the Coffee Crisp is fine, but I agree, not number one. If I had to move outside Canada, I would miss my zesty cheese Doritos. I spent a lot of time in the U.S., and to my amazement, the birthplace of Doritos does not have zesty cheese.
What?
Apparently, it's a Canadian thing. Who knew? What?
Zesty? I don't mind the odd zesty Dorito.
Oh, no, that's a fine Dorito.
I had no idea that was only available here.
Is that true? Jason, the happiest man in the world, is on the phone. Jason.
We used to mule Coffee Crisp to the States when we lived down there.
Wow.
And mint Aero bars. Because that is also a Canadian thing.
The mint Aero bar. When was the last time you had one of those?
In the spring, because it's only once a year, right? It's only around Easter.
Well, that should tell you how often they fill our vending machine, because I think there's mint Aero bars in there right now. I'll probably bite into it and bust my tooth off.
Exactly. You open it up and the mint stands up and walks, well, it's about time.
Woo! Come on, mint Aero bars, we're going over the fence. This might be an interesting topic, though. Like, if you had to move away from Canada to a far-off land, what is the number one thing you would want your siblings to mail to you?
See, I'm all in on the Coffee Crisp. That's my go-to number one chocolate bar.
It is, hey?
Yeah, it is. I love it. It's my go-to. So that would be, yeah, I'm all in. Mainly a case. Not that it's good for me or anything. But
wait a second. You're diabetic.
Yeah, I know. Wait a second, that's like death in a box.
You're going to die. Huh. Apparently people do like the Coffee Crisp.
Huh. In Uncle Bryce's pyramid of excellence, when it comes to chocolate bars, it's right near the bottom.
If you had to move out of Canada, though, like maybe you were running from the mob, maybe you went deep witness protection to a far-off land, what treat would you want sent to you? From Canada. What's the one thing?
I know most people would probably say all dress chips or ketchup chips.
Oh, my God.
Which are fine chips.
Ketchup chips?
They're ones that I will go ages without having. Then you have a couple and you're like, I need to eat more ketchup chips. But I think for me, a well-made poutine, none of this garbage where they use shredded cheese. It's got to be a squeaky curd.
Yeah.
Has to be. Or like a Caesar. I saw someone texted and said, a properly made Caesar with Clamato juice has to be Mott's. I'm a Mott's man.
You can't get Clamato anywhere else, can you?
I don't know if you can. Because you go into the U.S. and you ask for a Caesar, they might know. Like, I remember being in Vegas, and they're like, yeah, no problem. And they make it with tomato juice, and they're missing a couple of things. And it's just, it's not the same. It's garbage.
Clamato. Sounds like something your great-grandfather came home from the war with.
Clamato. When you break
it. It does.
Yeah, it's something you need penicillin for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had 2 days of shore leave. And what did you do, grandfather? It ended with Clamato.
I caught the Clamato.
Oh, did we just use the... Oh, my God. We just lost the Clamato account.
That's too bad.
Oh.
If, on the surface, Clamato juice, everything about it says it should be disgusting.
Oh, but it's not.
But it's not, especially in a Caesar.
But I always buy the... I always think to myself, I'm going to have some Clamato. I'm going to have a beer and clam. And then I have one of them, and then I'm good for about a year and a half. So the Clamato always ends up going bad in my fridge. If you ever need Clamato, chances are I have some in my fridge.
And it might be a year old, but whatever.
Somebody says, I send coffee crisp to Australia for my sister twice a year, along with Hawkins cheesies and dill pickle spits. Costs like $50 to $75 to mail, $20 worth of treats, but priceless for that down under Canadian girl. Huh. I agree with everything in here except for dill pickle spits.
Yeah. Not my thing either.
And I'm also thinking to myself, I think that if I had to go deep cover and move to a far off land, I think Hawkins cheesies would be the thing I would want.
Ooh.
That's what I would have mailed to me.
That's a good call.
Kraft dinner, no.
They have that elsewhere. They just don't call it Kraft
dinner. Yeah, they call it Kraft macaroni and cheese. If you're one of our 7 American listeners, what we call Kraft dinner, you call Kraft macaroni and cheese. And it's not as good as it used to be. Oh. We just lost the Kraft Dinner account now.
I don't know why we call it Kraft Dinner here, because it is just macaroni. I don't know why.
If that is your idea of a complete dinner, you are going to get scurvy. You got to add some greens. I had an exchange student from Japan a couple of years ago. She brought home a huge tub of peanut butter. Peanut butter is not a...
They not have that in Japan? They must have that.
It's a North American thing, isn't it?
I
know that Japan's not in North America, but it's in other parts of the world. They're eating peanut butter, right?
I've never put a second thought in. I'd assume peanut butter was universal.
No, it's, for our listeners in Australia, where we could be doing better, they're too busy eating Vegemite.
Mm.
So.
Vegemite, I didn't realize till recently, it's a spread.
Yeah, like peanut butter.
More you know.
But nobody outside of Australia enjoys Vegemite. Nobody.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.